What's up, guys? Welcome to another AfterBuzz After Show for Animal Kingdom. Tonight, we're breaking down Season 1, Episode 8, Man In. It's going down. It's about to go down right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Appropriate.
I know like all the words this song.
You do? Is this
I was
your
like
favorite?
Hoping it was the verse so I could just like go in on it, but no, not quite.
We got a little intro right there.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's good. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm your host, Alina Vision. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all the social medias at Alina Vision. And I am joined by my lovely co-host, Mr. Ben Bateman.
I'm back, guys. I was gone for a couple weeks. Thank you so much for having me back. I kind of had some things going on work-wise that prevented me from being here, but I've been keeping up with everything. I just want to point out, Kamal Porter just said Nikki is a savage in the chat, and that's kind of what I want to talk about this episode.
Yes.
It's kind of my favorite storyline in the whole episode. You know, Nikki is a savage. So thanks for being in the live chat, guys. We're excited to talk to you. I do love this show. I wish that I heard more about this show.
Me too. I don't hear too much about it. But I am, like, constantly telling people they need to watch this show because it's so good.
Totally. It's weird working at AfterBuzz TV mm-hmm. because we cover 150 shows here. So
right. You
talk to other hosts, and because they're featured here, you get the sense that, like, everyone's watching everything.
Right.
But when you're out in the world and you're not here, it's like – I was just at Comic-Con, for instance, and I did 5 days of TV and movie coverage, tons of interviews, and I didn't hear a word about Animal Kingdom.
That's so interesting.
It's just weird. Like, it's some shows. TNT seems to have maybe not cracked it quite yet. Like, The mm-hmm. Last Ship doesn't really make much of an impact either. Though The Last Ship, I think, had panels there. I think The Last Ship was doing interviews. Huh. Animal Kingdom, I don't think, had a panel. So
you get a panel for them.
I don't know. Yeah, unless I just totally missed it. I'm wrong. But either way, I like the show, and I'm glad that people are watching it. And then I'm glad we have some people in the live chat, because they seem to be enjoying talking. Animal Kingdom is the best next to Pretty Little Liars, says Kamal Porter.
Love it. I love the people in our live chat as well. They always have such good insight. Same with
the people that leave
comments on the YouTube page, which feel free to do that if you're watching. Let's get into it. You know, we'll start off with, we're going to get to Nikki being savage.
Yeah.
But let's start off with Baz and Paul.
Yeah, Baz is like really playing him. He's playing him hard.
Big time.
Big time. He's like really buttering him up. And he's just like, Paul's just like really seems like very easily manipulated. Like he's just.
Yeah, that's what, I think I even wrote that down. I was just like, wow, he fell in line real quick.
Yeah.
Like, he just looked like one of the Cody boys in that first scene where they're all together kind of planning out the job.
You wonder why it was so easy for him to turn on the country. Like, it's...
Yeah. He's supposed to be a patriot.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I was just so surprised. But then just Baz is like, you want this. It's about going 130. He even used the direct metaphor with the car.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, man, come on.
He did. I mean, I don't know if I really bought him falling in line so quickly. I mean, it's a big deal to go against the U.S. government. And if you get caught, I mean...
Especially when you've spent, like, your whole life.
Like, yeah, that's... You've built this career. You have a family. It's not just you. There's other lives involved. And, I mean, so what if he gave you $5,000, you know, for whatever? I'm sure there's... got to be a way you can figure that out to get out.
Yeah, definitely. I was a little surprised by that, but you know, as Nikki says, I'm not as dumb as my dad. Maybe Paul's just not the smartest guy. I mean, you never know. Like some, you know, there's a prevailing theories that exist about people who fall into either law enforcement or military careers, not in terms of intelligence as much, but in terms of like people who like to be led, people who want to believe in something or fight for something. I guess it's similar with religion in some ways. I mean, this isn't necessarily something I believe, but you hear about this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody who is free thinking or somebody who's not so free thinking wants to build a career in the military, perhaps. Maybe on the flip side of things is like easily led, right? I mean, that could be his character. That could just be who he is.
Right.
But also I think as any person with ego, if you find yourself in an advanced age like that, you're in your 40s, you're in your 50s, you've been doing it your whole life, maybe you get sick of it. Maybe you've been following along your whole life and all of a sudden you are ready to push back. I don't know why he's doing it, but I definitely didn't necessarily agree with like the fact that his character would do that, but maybe he feels scared.
Right. I guess I didn't think that it would happen so quickly. That was a little bit too fast for me. I thought he'd give a little bit more resistance than he did.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he didn't.
Right. So he and Baz definitely have a pretty fun thing going on. And I like that he's just kind of
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So like when Jay walked in and he sees mm-hmm. Paul leave, mm-hmm. he still at that point doesn't know that Paul's involved. Is that right? Because later when he talks to Nikki, he says, tell them to stay away. He doesn't realize it.
No, I think he knows everything kind of that's going down.
Right.
Yeah, so I think he knows that Paul's involved. Somehow Baz, you know,
yeah.
weaseled his way into that. And yeah, so he tells Nikki,
yeah.
you know, keep your dad away. A little bit too late for that.
A little too late. She's
a little
already,
too late.
She's already in.
Yeah.
She's becoming the character that I predicted early on.
You did. I will say you predicted it. I think we all kind of predicted it after a while. We're like, yeah we could see. And we even said it was going to be with Craig.
Yeah, the drugs, kind of getting moving around the boys a little bit. Yeah. Hey,
exactly.
Nikki, whatever. She's a savage.
Nikki went straight savage. Well, since we're there, let's talk about that. Why not? I mean, I kind of saw that coming. I kind of saw that coming from a ways away. I mean, maybe it's just a girl thing.
She saw the teacher and she's pissed. And she like saw them talking closely, but that's all she needed to see.
Yeah. Because she kind of had an inkling. She knew, right.
Because when like, when she had walked up and been like, get out of here, Nikki. I'm going to smoke this joint now.
Yeah.
Like she was like, ah. God.
You're after my man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, sure enough, she knows that, you know, he's hot for teacher and things probably went down. I mean, she can kind of tell the chemistry between them.
Do we think that for sure that she actually, Craig, as in the episode, we got the blank. We got the blanked F.
All right, we did. Right?
Because like Craig is like, you guys really think I can't keep it in my pants? And I kind of believed him.
I kind of believed him too, because I feel like we always see when he doesn't keep it in his pants.
Yeah.
And this time,
I thought maybe that she tried, or she like,
right.
And maybe he wasn't into it because he never saw it.
Right.
And maybe she was just saying it to Jay to mess with Jay.
Plus, I don't think Craig is that type of guy that would necessarily do that.
Well, she's also like 16?
Yeah.
Something, or 17?
So there's that whole situation.
Like, I kind of just didn't really think
like,
we were necessarily going there.
We know you have a rap, Craig, but he probably doesn't want to go down that route.
Right.
Just in case. It's not something
you
want to do.
Yeah, for sure. But Craig continues to be my favorite character in the show.
I really like Craig.
I like a lot of the characters. I'm a fan of a lot of them, but Craig is, I think, he's my absolute favorite. Just Ben Robson's just something about him. He's like this big, dumb, lovable animal of a teddy bear.
Right.
But who's also just like incredibly brutal. And
just
like, I don't know what it is about the guy that I like so much, but I think he's great.
I really, really like the character. I like the fact that have you noticed that ever since him and Ren aren't together anymore, he's not as like coked out as he used to be?
He doesn't seem like he's,
he's not doing as many drugs, it seems.
I also really like his relationship to Darren. I find like the dynamic between each of the brothers to be kind of endearing, and I wonder if it's because I'm a male, so it's the brothers thing that I really connect to them all. But I really like Pope and Baz's relationship a lot. I really like Craig and Darren's relationship a lot.
Right.
I guess those are probably the two pairs that stand out the most, because I don't think any of the other I'm really enjoying Jay and Pope's relationship.
Yes.
You didn't really see it at all this episode, but
no.
Jay is my favorite character, says Kamal Porter. I still hate Baz big time.
Oh, I'm
says Cassie
so
Agua.
With you on that, Cosi.
Yeah.
Especially this episode. This episode, Baz took a turn for the worst.
Yeah.
Even more so than before.
He was no good this episode.
No, he wasn't. Like,
He was
needed to take several seats.
He was a real cock to Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Huge cock. Just like the worst. Yeah. I was like, wow, man.
Like, you really said that? I mean, the kid wants to know. He just wants to know if you're his dad. You don't have to be like, well, does it even matter?
Well, clearly he was affected by it.
Yeah.
Clearly he has a real warped idea of fatherhood.
Exactly.
As he went over to his dad's and just like tried to dump some cheap plastic bottle of whiskey down his throat.
I could not believe he did that. Like, the guy's trying to get clean.
Yeah,
your whole thing about him is that he was never clean and he abused you and all of that.
But you know that, like, you know why psychologically. It's like it's so much more comfortable for him to hate that guy.
Right, exactly.
He can't, right? If he hates that guy, he can kind of, I think if he hates that guy, he can, like, hate himself and think that would never be a good father. And I think the idea that his dad is trying to get clean, he's sitting there looking at him and being like, if this guy can get clean, then I need to own up and admit to Jay that I am his dad and be a better right. dude to him. But I learned from the worst. And if he stays awful and beats me and I can right. keep him drunk, then I can hate myself and I can be
and then
just
I can be the worst.
Just a much of a piece of crap.
Right.
That's, I think that's going on. Not too psychobabble too much, but I think that's kind of
so do you think then that he knows that Lena isn't his daughter? Because he's nice to her. We see him being completely endearing to her.
Well, what was that line when they're talking to Vin and Pope and Vin says something like, you're a better man than I. If I found out that my wife wasn't my wife or something, I wouldn't. What did he say to him?
Or he said that if I found out that my brother or whatever was claiming that your yeah. wife was my wife, you know, kind of something like that.
And that's something from one of the last couple episodes.
Right.
I was mm-hmm. trying to remember when I had seen that, like what that was like an interaction that I just maybe I'm just forgetting all of a
I
sudden.
I guess in prison.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Pope told him that actually Catherine was his.
But Pope had, but Baz knew this already or something like that?
Vin told him in the last episode.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm yeah. forgetting. Then there you go.
Right.
That's got to be it. Okay. So yeah, I mean Vin's kind of yeah, Vin's kind of a kind of an interesting
He's
like,
an
dirty
character. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what to think about him. I feel like he's going to let some kind of cat out of the bag because he just can't
yeah.
be...
Can't be trusted.
Yeah, he can't be trusted. Like, he wants in all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And
you also
he's a
wonder
character.
A little bit why Pope isn't, like, trying to take care of him a little more. Because unless he really, like... Maybe it's just he's just a dirty character and he's just like, I don't buy into that at all. I don't want anything to do with you. Kind of a thing. I don't know. I mean, or it's just outside the family. Everybody outside the family is a mark.
Exactly.
You know?
I think that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't think they have... They don't want to give as much cash as they probably should to get him
right.
out of there.
Definitely. $10,000 yeah. is not much in the grand scheme of things.
Right, exactly.
In the grand scheme of the crime world. Not that I necessarily
exactly.
know.
Let's see what people are saying in the chat. I pour whiskey on him, too. That's coming from Brandon himself. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He yeah. wants his dad to be miserable, but it doesn't excuse how soulless he is. Ugh.
Totally.
Says ICL LeBone or, yeah, LCL LeBone. Okay.
Yeah, he was... I mean, that was kind of inexcusable. The way he was to Jay, especially.
Yeah, what's he say? No matter how many dim-witted, like, what did he say? Like, how many dim-witted dudes knocked up
your mom
or something?
Right.
Like that?
It could have been to knock up your mom. Like,
ugh.
The kid's mom just died of a heroin overdose.
Ugh.
And now you're calling. He doesn't know who his dad is, and now you're pretty much calling his mom a slut.
Jay very rarely has, like, the little, like, emotional I show my age moments.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, tonight it was like a... Are you my dad?
Yeah.
That was like an angsty, like, teenage moment.
Totally.
You know what I mean? I was thinking about that, or, like, in the very first episode when he holds the gun to that guy, and he's like, she's dead. You don't really see emotion come out of him almost ever.
No.
He got a little bit at the end of the episode tonight.
Yeah.
Talking to the teacher.
Yeah. We saw some tears.
Do we really believe that the teacher is supposed to be 25 or 26? That's what, like, Nikki suggests. I mean, I guess it's totally possible. It's just
it
one
is.
Of those weird things where... I mean, like, I'm 28, and so mm-hmm. when I, like, look at someone who's 25 or 26, I don't, like, she looks older than me, but then again, I don't actually know that. She, like, she's younger than me, and I don't know how old I look
she
anymore.
Could be, I don't know.
I've stopped noticing myself age. Does that make, right?
No, I totally get that. I completely get that.
Like, I don't think I look younger than I am, but I just feel like I look the exact same age that
right.
I used to look, and that I will look.
Forever.
Some, yeah.
yeah.
So it's variable. I see her, and I'm like, huh, is she... I would have guessed 32, but then again, I guess she could just be 25.
Yeah, she could be.
That's weird.
I mean, it would kind of make sense because...
Makes me feel old.
It would kind of make sense because it doesn't seem like she's had that job for too long.
Right.
So she could have been kind of straight out of college. That's when she started getting addicted to heroin and then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big shout out to LCLabone72. Craig is a walking STD. Love it. Love it.
So do we... Speaking of Nikki
yeah.
and going savage... When she tells Jay,
yeah,
you know, yeah, I did coke with your brother, and then
I did coke with Craig, and I effed him.
Yeah. yeah. Do we believe her, or do we believe Craig?
And then, wait, you're forgetting the best part, though.
Yeah.
So you might be seeing me around the house. And then she walked away. She was so sass. She was so
sassy. So sassy. And, yeah.
What's the sassier move? Is it her, or, like, the Darren stuff with Adrian? What's sassier?
Oh... That's kind of still on the same level of
sass. On the
sass.
Same level?
Yeah.
I think I'll go Darren still, even though her sass was really good. Darren's sass when he's talking to the other dude before they leave him on the boat
uh-huh.
is that's real good. That's
yeah.
good sass.
I don't know, tonight, maybe it's because I'm a girl, yeah. That was like hitting below the crotch sass. Yeah.
What did you see? Z formation, is what she said?
Z formation.
Yeah, okay.
That is exactly what she did.
Yeah.
She was like, you know what? Yeah, I know you're doing your teacher, so listen to this.
She just knew. Yeah. And Craig's like, wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
Good for him. He's getting down with his teacher. I love it.
Yeah.
Good. I also love that she says, do you have any Coke? And he's like, yeah, but we can't do it here.
Where do you think we should do it?
Oh, God. Okay, fine, Nikki. We'll do some Coke. God.
Yeah. Twisted my arm. I love the fact that even Smurf was the one who sent them off together. I loved her line. What was it?
It's my favorite line of the whole episode. And he says, what do you want me to do?
She's a teenage girl. Figure it out.
Yeah. Craig just walks out.
He's like, all right.
Want to sit by the pool? No. Do you want to come with me on my bike somewhere? Let's go.
She's like, yes. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, she's like, hot guy and drugs. I'm there.
Oh, man.
Nikki, Nikki, Nikki. We saw that one coming.
It's great.
From a long ways away. Speaking of Smurf, she's still having some sort of issue from last episode. She's not sleeping.
No, she's still pretty torn up from this thing. And so
what did you think? Since you weren't here last week, do you think that she killed the guy? I can't remember
the dude
his
from
name.
The dude, right. She was driving the car?
Or not?
No. Yeah. No, I don't think she killed him. I think she's still torn up. I mean, it's the entire backstory there that we all suspected a couple weeks ago was perhaps like some like molestation stuff. I don't know. I was a little surprised that wasn't what it was.
Right.
That it was something like she just like she misses a parent and like that's kind of what it is and she's tortured by it. I didn't think that she. I think she left.
Yeah, I think she left too.
Yeah.
But then why is she just like chain smoking and not being able to sleep? Do you think it's just playing into her head that much? Like
she's torn up about it. I mean, maybe right. She'll go back and kill him.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know.
Possibility.
But in any case, yeah, that definitely, yeah, it's like weird. It's kind of weird to see her kind of out of control in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. I just like Smurf is just such an interesting character. Like she's. Like, for instance, when they're all kind of working out the plan and, like, Paul's freaking out and she's just like, let's take a break. I'll put out lunch.
Yeah. I'll just cook some lunch.
I'll make muffins.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, so, yeah, such a weird approach that she has to everything.
Right. And it just, like, hit me, especially this episode, when we see them all leaving at the end, going to Camp Pendleton. She never really does the jobs. Like, she just stays at home. Like, it really, really sunk in.
Yeah.
She's the head honcho, kind of calls the shots and doesn't get...
Did you notice that she... It was a different... So they didn't show the shot of her saying goodbye to Darren, but it was a hug, a kiss on the cheek, and a kiss on the lips with the three different brothers. She hugs Pope.
That, right?
She kisses Baz on the cheek, and she kissed Craig on the lips. She always seems to kiss Craig on the lips.
I did not notice that.
Yeah. I thought it was just an interesting small detail.
She does always kiss Craig on the lips.
Yeah. It could just be a specific son-to-son thing.
Right.
I don't know. It's all of the incestuous things are very strange. Like I feel like everyone in the family has slept with one another at one time. That's like
I feel like ever since the first couple of episodes, we haven't seen as much
of the incestuous stuff.
Yeah, I feel like it was really, really heavy at the beginning of the season.
I think you're just used to it.
Really?
I mean, I don't think we're seeing as much of it, but you're still like I just think it's still like the same. I guess the last couple episodes they haven't rubbed in our face as much.
Right.
Not as much like just Jay like changing in front of Smurf. But I just
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, yeah. I just do think that it's just always there. It's just always there. And like so I saw Ellen Barkin at the premiere and she's very slight. She's very small.
Yeah.
I wonder how much Ellen Barkin weighs. I mean, she looks wiry.
She's tiny.
I feel like she weighs 90 pounds.
Probably. I think she's super tiny.
Yeah. She's so little.
Super tiny, but still banging.
She dates guys that looks like Craig. It's nauseating. I don't find it nauseating.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
The guy that she's supposedly knocking boots with, what's his name? Todd? Or,
Todd, yeah.
He does look like Craig. I think the first time we saw him, I thought it was Craig.
He's the 20 years older version of Craig. Still in pretty good shape. Body fat's a little higher. A few more wrinkles.
But yeah.
Similar number of tats.
Oh, my goodness. Does that doesn't notice...
Yeah.
Let's see, Boston says, definitely haven't noticed that before. Interesting.
Craig's a huge dude, by the way. Like, just, like, thinking about that guy in real life,
he's
like...
He's tall.
He's 6'5", and he's, like, jacked. Nice. Like, feels like a football player. I don't know why I'm even going down that road. I just wanted to point it out. Let's keep moving down the episode.
Ladies like it. So, yeah. So, Smurf, I mean, we didn't really get to see too much of her as far as plot goes in this. I did like how she came out with a gun. Just blazing when Vin was trying to... I don't even know what was he trying to do.
I guess he was just trying to, like,
into the house,
something. Like, was there a second you thought that he was going to shoot him?
No.
You never thought so?
No.
She didn't want the gunshot to go off.
Exactly.
There was a second there where I thought she was going to say three and just shoot him. And just
I thought if she did shoot him, she was going to shoot him, like, in the foot or the leg. Like, nothing to do serious bodily harm, but just enough to keep him away.
Yeah. The other part of me is, like, I wonder if she was planning on killing him, if she would have just invited him inside.
Right,
and
exactly.
Killed him inside the house.
Rather than just
more quietly.
Out. Yeah, she's a smart lady. She's not going to just have blood splatter all over her front yard.
Yeah, it's so strange how much all of us watch, like, so much crime television and crime movies. And, like, obviously, you know, those things have murders and things happen in real life. So it's like this. But I just am, like, when I think about, for instance, like, okay, well, if she had shot him and had to get rid of the body, like, what would that be like, actually, having to, like, dealing with
all that?
It's just,
yeah.
That's a thing. That's a real thing.
And to make it so clean, it's like, there's no way.
Imagine being somebody who has experience with it, where you're like, I've done this before. I know how to do this. Get the chemicals. Let's
exactly.
see it. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Where'd you come from? Oh, goodness. I really want to talk about Catherine.
Okay.
Because she... She kind of surprised me this episode.
By standing up for the family.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. Well, kind of. Mm-hmm. She stands up for the family, but then she has a moment where it looks like she's running away.
Right. We don't know if she does or not.
Right.
According to the previews, I don't know if she does.
No.
I'm not quite sure for the next episode. But, yeah, I was surprised that she didn't turn it in. I was not surprised that Patrick, the cop...
Right.
Somehow working with the detective.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that was one of our predictions from a while ago. Yeah, it was just too obvious.
Knew Patrick wasn't actually, like, a good dude. He could be a good dude, but he definitely had an ulterior motive. Yeah, I saw that coming a mile away.
Yeah, exactly. What did surprise me was that she was talking to them out in the open.
Yeah.
At, like, a park.
I know. What if someone had seen?
Seen, exactly. It seems like a small community that, you know, somebody could drive by or whatever.
And there was a minute, too, when Baz was talking to Lena, mm-hmm. and where I was afraid, like, Lena was going to, like, say something out loud, which, you know, would have, like, given the one detail away. Kind of like in Gladiator, when Commodus is talking to the son, played by Spencer Tweed Clark, Adrian mm-hmm. from the show, and he, like, says the line, and Commodus is like, oh, your mother's been a busy bee. Mm-hmm. Same thing. I kind of thought that was going to happen.
Right.
Didn't happen in this episode.
It didn't.
No.
I even thought somehow that Baz would be able to pick up on Catherine's, like, awkwardness.
Right.
When she was reminiscing about the Night of the Fire and all of that.
Did you think for a second there, when she was like, I was lucky to get out, that maybe she was going to say, did you know about this? Like, that she was going to, like, put it out there?
I did.
Yeah, I kind of felt it.
Yeah.
Kind of felt
and
it.
And then she didn't, and that kind of surprised me.
Yeah.
That she just kind of let it lay. And it was at that moment that I thought, okay, maybe she's going to kind of rat them out.
Yeah.
Or do, you know, do what the detective wants her to do. Because Baz just seems so blasé about it. And clearly he must have known about the plot.
Right.
To have called her and had her sneak out with him that night.
Yeah, you'd think so, right?
Which eventually saved her life.
You would think so.
Right. But what do you think about... I think the detective said that it was Pope that lit the fire.
Yeah, do you think that's true?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah, I kind of don't think so.
Yeah.
Pope kind of seems like he's the only good dude in the whole family.
He does.
Right? I guess Jay kind of, but like... And I guess they all do bad stuff.
Right.
But it kind of seems like... Yeah, it's always, we always do this. We always try to figure out who's the, like, one of them that actually has a good heart.
The good one, yeah.
Is it Pope? And what's the worst thing Pope's done?
I'm liking
Had sex
Pope.
With his sister.
Right.
That's pretty bad. Forcefully had sex with his sister in a way that caused it.
Do we know that, though?
No, we Not can't. Yet. We can't.
I don't know that yet.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, that's weird. I guess that one, Baz is a bad dude.
Yeah.
The end of the day.
Baz fell a lot of points in my book tonight.
Yeah. Craig's definitely a bad dude.
Yeah. I mean, the whole run situation, bad.
Yeah. Adrian, or not Adrian, Darren?
Darren. The whole thing he did with Adrian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess each
of
them...
He still needs to pay for those hospital bills, by the way.
Yeah. It's like varying degrees of bad.
Right.
Like, none of them have we seen any of them, like, just straight murder someone? Like, execute someone?
No.
And they killed a cop pulling out of the robbery.
Right.
So they're all kind of bad dudes there. But Pope, he beat up a guy with a flashlight to steal his car. I guess that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
He hasn't really done anything else bad.
No.
Pope might be the best.
Yeah. I'm liking Pope. I'm definitely liking Pope.
Yeah.
So do you think that Catherine is going to ever give them up?
No. I think she's going to run. I think she's going to run away. I got like a bunch of like, have you ever seen the movie Heat before?
Mm-hmm.
I was like having moments from Ashley Judd from Heat when she's like, they're trying to press her to turn on Val Kilmer's character and she's got the kid and she's like so angry and she's so close, but she ends up like giving him the signal from the balcony to leave and she doesn't actually turn on him. So right. I think it's one of those same situations where she's frustrated and she wants to leave, but I don't think she'll ever actually turn on him.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I say hope not.
Yeah.
We shall see. What are people in the chat saying? Let's see. Brandon says, I think Pope did it and Baz is still covering for him.
Yeah, definitely. Baz was with her that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess it had to have been someone else. They said Pope drove by before and then Pope drove by 5 minutes after.
Right, but then the detective did say that Smurf was the one who killed her parents originally.
Yeah, true.
So
Smurf's like the worst of all.
Right.
Pretty clearly.
She never gets her hands dirty, but she's definitely the mastermind of everything.
She's like the smartest, yeah.
Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about Jay and his crazy mission, though.
Yeah.
Because that was like one of the more wild parts of the episode. I was like, there's cameras everywhere. I mean, and Paul.
Exactly.
Well, Paul talks about it at the beginning of the episode. I wish I had taken exact note of what he said about the cameras on the line and everything. But, I mean, with Jay, like, running inside, there's, like, no way.
There's no way.
He was caught on camera.
Yeah.
For sure. So I'm wondering how that was a thing that, like, they were all like, oh, yeah, good idea.
Yeah, exactly. And how did he not get caught sooner?
Also, like, how did they not see him running across
exactly.
the base? He also had to scan his ID to get on the base in the first place. So, like,
they know.
They have his name.
Right, exactly.
It would be pretty easy to connect 2 and 2. Like, he put something in the thing and, like, the sprinklers went off. That whole entire sequence to me was, like, a little too convenient.
Right.
It was a good job, Jay, like, video game moment.
Like there was nobody by the copters. There was nobody walking around the base to see him. He just bolted in, able to do the thing, and then get out.
They caught him on his way out, but, like, you would really think that there would be, like, some... I mean, maybe it'll come back to him after. Maybe after the robbery, it'll come back to him.
Right.
You know, but I was definitely pretty surprised by that.
I was surprised by that too. I guess I didn't buy that whole sequence.
Yeah, yeah. I was totally. I didn't believe it at all.
Right.
It definitely was. Not for me.
Not for you.
So,
do you think that he'll get caught for that?
It's definitely one of those. It's one of those loose ends that I definitely feel like. Will probably come back. It's like too much evidence. I also think, I would have to think so. I mean, you also kind of have to wonder, like, with his relationship with his teacher, is there a part of him which shows up at the end here crying that's going to maybe try to turn state's evidence kind of a thing? I don't think so. I don't see Jay turning on his family, but he's pretty upset.
Really upset.
Yeah, I kind of think she's going to die, the teacher.
Really?
Yeah, I just think she's like... I just think that she, like, knows too much, and I think...
Nikki knows some stuff. Or do you think Nikki just thinks they're drug dealers?
Yeah, I think Nikki just kind of thinks they're into some bad stuff.
Right, okay.
The teacher, I think, like, knows a lot.
Right, the teacher knows.
Teacher knows a lot.
So do you think that one of the brothers will kill her, or Smurf?
I just think that
eventually
she's gonna...
Eventually she will.
Yeah, I just think eventually she's gonna, like, she's going to get herself into trouble. I don't know. I just got that feeling. Do you think that she and Jay are going to have any more, like, romance?
Yeah, because I think she's kind of the only... I don't know if he can actually trust her, because ever since he found out that she was wearing a wire, that kind of ruined the whole trust factor.
Well, there's the OD and then the...
Right, yeah. That whole situation. But I could see them still having something.
Just sleeping
possibly.
Together,
right.
Just sleeping, just casual
just, you
sex.
You know.
Yeah.
Just cash.
Yeah.
Because it seems like he's pretty vulnerable right now. I mean,
big
his
time.
Ex-girlfriend just told him that
she effed Craig.
Banged his uncle to coke with him.
I don't think she did.
No, I don't think she did.
That's my decision. I don't think Craig did it.
No, I don't think Craig did it either. I want to believe.
Craig's got a heart of gold.
Exactly.
I want the Craig spinoff show. Like, I think the Craig spinoff show would be, like, what would each of the brothers' spinoff show be?
Oh.
Would, like, Darren own a surf shop, maybe?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
He would own a surf shop, maybe, and, like, I don't know what exactly the premise of the show would be, but...
Just surfing...
And just being, hot guys. And being closeted.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe, I guess that would be the premise of that show.
Yeah.
Feels like Craig would, like, be some sort of, like, road trip across America.
I would watch that.
To find himself, maybe, or something. I feel like Baz's show would be, like, maybe he would go undercover or something. You know, he would...
Yes.
He would, like, turn and he would... Right? I feel like that would be his show. Don't know what Smurf's spinoff would be. This is Jay's show, pretty much. Pope's show would be the weirdest.
Yeah.
Pope would, like...
It'd be pretty creepy.
Pope's show would be, like, his journey. Like, he would, like, move to France and become, like, a cobbler. And he would just, like he would, like, live in the French countryside, like, making shoes.
Oh, my God. Especially when he's sitting at that table, just, like, so straight.
Hattacy, I think, he turns in the best performance of the
show. He does. Absolutely.
He and Ellen Barkin are, like, what really make the show.
I buy it 100%.
Yeah, Hattacy's really good.
Yeah.
He's got, and it's just a good character.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that guy.
He nails the character every single time. I mean, even when he's just doing, you know, ironing out bills.
Yeah.
I buy it. Like,
and he's so good at it.
He is. He's so good at
it. Oh, Pope and a Mental Institution, says Brand himself. If you guys have any ideas for the spinoff shows, please share them on here.
Somebody says, will Darren ever come out? That is Kamai Porter.
Maybe. I mean, if Darren comes out, it, like, kind of changes his character a little bit. Like, he loses a bit of his identity as being, like, this, like, brooding teenager who's super emo about the whole thing. But I guess now that Craig knows, and he knows that Craig knows.
Everyone knows.
I that's what we've always said. Yeah. We figured most of the family did know. I mean, Jay knows. He knows that Jay knows.
Craig knows.
Craig knows. He knows that Craig knows.
Does Pope... hasn't brought it up. Oh, Pope did the whole thing with the boat for him, so...
Yeah.
Pope knows, but he hasn't, like...
Something.
They haven't talked it out.
But he didn't know why.
Right.
And then what about... Does Smurf know?
She does. A mother knows.
I feel like Smurf said something to him about it at one point.
I don't remember that, but I feel like she knows.
Do you think we're going to get any more details about what the cop said about that first foster father with Catherine? What that first foster father did to you? Or do you think it was just supposed to suggest some sort of molestation thing?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
And we did find out that she went through the foster system after...
Group homes.
Right.
Yeah.
After the whole fire and she lost her parents. We find out her parents weren't good parents at all.
Right.
And that whole exchange with Baz.
Yeah.
He wasn't very sensitive about it. That's another person he wasn't very sensitive about. Like, she's reminiscing about her parents dying. Yeah, maybe they weren't the best parents, but clearly it's affecting her in some way.
Yeah,
and he's just like, whatever.
Baz is a cock. I mean, that's like, since he was like a real cock tonight, I thought that was like cockish. Hard.
I love it.
Hardcore, just like not a very cool dude at all.
No.
He kind of felt for Jay. Kind of felt for Jay in that moment.
Not at all. Is there anything else we're missing? Backing up, leaving.
I feel like that pretty much covers everything. I mean, we talked about Vin a little bit. We talked about the robbery. I guess the way the episode ends, like, Jay, we get into predictions because Jay goes over to Lexa's house again and we can see sort of what we think is going to go on there.
Let's see predictions.
And now. No, they already made that. It's called The Cobbler with Adam Sandler.
It's funny. I love it. I love the chat.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, I'm going to let you go first.
So I think Jay, the robbery is going to go wrong. That's what I think. I think something goes wrong. At the same time, I think Jay is going to share some more information with the teacher. I just think he's going to go half in on turning his family in with her, but not all in. And she's going to create a problem that's going to get her in a lot of trouble. I think she's going to kind of run with it. And Jay's going to get them both in trouble, and she's going to face the wrath. That's what I think. That's why I think she's going to die.
So with the job, do you think they'll get caught in some way, or it's just a piece of their plan just won't work?
That's what I think it is. Yeah, piece of their plan won't work, or there'll be a damning piece of evidence that follows them around. I also could see it possibly just working out, and then there's like the one loose end that ends up like coming back in season two to like really like bring them down.
Right.
But that's kind of what I was thinking.
I'm kind of on the same page with you. I can kind of see the whole job not completely working out. Like, right. One little flaw in there where they have to abort mission completely. But then I can see it going where they complete it, but like you said, a loose end is there, and it just comes back to bite them in the butt. Because we do see that they have left a trail of loose ends.
Big time, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not that smart.
No. No, they're not. And I also think that... I think Jay's going to kind of rat out the family to his teacher. I think he's so upset right now, and he's been looking for a way out for so long that he's probably going to do something with the teacher. And I think they're going to find out. I think the family's going to find out.
Yeah, and I think they're going to she'll die because of it. I think he's a pretty smart kid, so that's why I don't think he'll go all in on it.
Right.
But, yeah, I do think I think that interaction you're looking for is definitely going to happen. I guess we both agree Nikki didn't sleep with Craig.
No, Nikki didn't sleep with Craig.
But what if she did?
Oh, Craig, no! Well, then that would just have our prediction from before completely validated.
Look, you can't validate Craig for doing the stuff that he does. Because he's just Craig. He's sick. And if she's in high school, it's terrible, Craig.
Yeah.
I still love you, Craig. No shit. You're still my favorite kid.
I love it.
I'm going to reach out. I'm going to see if we can get Robson in here for the finale. I think we should.
We should.
I think Robson, I would love to get, I think he would be the number one for us, you know? And it would fit because we had Christina in here and all their scenes were together.
Exactly.
It'd be fun.
Yeah. He is one of my favorite characters for sure on this show. Yeah, I think that's it. All right. So, Ben, where can the people find you?
Guys, if you want to find me, you can find me at Ben Bateman Media on Twitter and Instagram. I use Snapchat once. I may use it again. We'll see. But Twitter and Instagram for now.
All right. And you guys can find me on all social media at Alina Vision. I'm just like Ben. Use Snapchat every once in a while. And then, but I'm going to be on it more. Anyways, we'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place. Until then, have a good one.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.